Okay. All right, we left off yesterday. We had the Rif and we had the Ksos. So let's begin with the Ksos, okay? I gave you the Ksos in Seder. So let's go through what we have in the Ksos, the Diuk from the Ksos. That he's Medayik from Rashi. Okay? Someone refresh my memory. What was the machlokes that the Ksos presents between the Rambam and the Tzur regarding the case of Nishtatata? What was the machlokes? Zach, go ahead. What'd you say? Go ahead. What's the case? Right, what was the case? The fellow what? Right. Very good.
What happened to the marker?
There was a husband that gave a get to his wife.
I'm not sure what happened to the marker. This one doesn't want to.
Okay, we'll use this one. Okay. All right, the Gemara, the tour, the Ksos said as follows. The Rambam writes that if a husband gives a get to his wife through a shliach, and before the shliach gets there, the husband became a shota. Okay, so the Rambam said by the case of nishtatata, that the case is that the get is kosher min haTorah, and it is pasul min haRabbanan. Kosher min haTorah, pasul min haRabbanan. Why is it pasul min haRabbanan? Because why? It looks bad. Because it looks like the shota could give a get. Because at the time the get was delivered, he was a shota. When he gave the get to the shliach, he was healthy. He was not a shota. So we assume in that case the get is kosher min haTorah. We said only pasul min haRabbanan. And Zach, as he said, what was the Torah shita? That the get is pasul min haRais. Correct. This is what the Ksos, where was the Rambam? Get it exactly? Perek Beis and Uchos Gerushin, right? Halacha what? Was it Tetvav? Halacha Tetvav, and the tour is we're in Simon Kuf Chaf Aleph. The Prichadosh Paskins like who? Who is the Prichadosh Paskin like? The Prichadosh Paskins like who? Like who? Like the Rambam. Correct. The Prichadosh Paskins like the Rambam. Excellent. Okay, that's what we Paskin off Lomaisa. So the Ksos says that this machlokes depends upon two approaches to shlichus, to the famous phrase of shlucho shalom kamoso. Where does shlucho shalom kamoso appear? In the Mishnah Maseches Brachos on Daf Lamed Aleph Mez, which is questionable whether that's real shlichus, because the shlich sibor that davens well, it's a simen tov to the tzibor. A shlich sibor that makes a mistake, it's a simen ra to the tzibor. So therefore, we find Lamaisa this phrase of Shlucho Shalom Kamoso. So there are two approaches every time you have a Kafadimyo. And the way we can formulate it is as follows. There are two approaches to Shlichus. The Rambam says that Shlichus is what? The Maisa of the Shliach relates back to who? To the sender, to the Mishaleach. But the Shliach remains his own man. Therefore, since the shliach is his own man, he's healthy. When he delivers the get, the husband had become a shota, but the shliach is healthy. So therefore, the maaser relates back to the baal, but the shliach is still good. And therefore, the get is kasher min haTorah. That is why the Rambam holds the get is kasher min haTorah. But the Tur claims not that way. The Tur claims that the shliach is yad harichta, is an extension of the hand of the shliach, and we must always gauge what state the shliach is in. We must always gauge what state rather the Baal is always in. If the Baal became a shaita at the time of the delivery to get, the whole get implodes. And therefore the get will be pasul min haTorah. So the Ksos lays down that this is a fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and the Tur as to what the nature of shlichus is all about. What's the din? And the truth is, what do I say? We could plug in kuf shlucho shalom kamoso. Rav Ronsorg always says when you have a kafadimyon, what are the two approaches to the kafadimyon? Is it literal or is it elastic? So which approach takes the literal? The tour. He's mamish like you. It's an extension of your hand. Kimoso mamish. According to the Rambam, it's elastic. Okay, he's representing you. He's your agent. And the Maisa relates back to you. But he's his own man. Okay? Now the Ksos lists off three nafkaminas. Okay, we're not going to read all the Ksos inside, but I gave it to you in Seder. What are the three nafkaminas the Ksos writes? Number one is the case of Nishtatata, okay? That's number one, to explain the machlokas, the Rambam and the Tur. What's number two? Number two, he explained, was a case of Goses. What's a Goses? Someone who's on his deathbed, God forbid. Can a Goses appoint a Shliach? No, he cannot. He doesn't have Das. Unfortunately, he's too ill. I think we once mentioned a few weeks ago that there's a big machlokas in Rishonim how to define a Goses. As a big nafkamina for doctors and nurses. It says in Shulchan Aruch, a doctor or nurse, it doesn't say a doctor, any person that cannot touch a gosis because you might hasten their death. So you might be over ritzicha. So it's very big shilas. Doctors and nurses and hospices, God forbid, dealing with situations like this. A very serious shilas. I mean, ritzicha, you can't get worse than that, right? So it's a very serious shilas. It's a question of how you define precisely what a gosis is. The Ron in the sixth paragraph quotes a Rabbeinu Yoel that says it means someone is imminently about to die, but he has lost his ability to speak. If he still could speak, he's not a goises. That fits in well with the Targum Unklus, we said, remember? Vayipach ba'apav ruach chayim. What does Targum Unklus say in that pasuk in Parshas Brachos? That Hashem blew breath into Adam HaRishon. The definition of an Adam is the ability to speak. That separates man from an animal. So if he lost the ability to speak and he's imminently ill, so that's a geisus. So what's the din if a man appoints a shliach, let's get the case, to deliver a get to his wife, he gives the get to the shliach, before the shliach gets there, the husband becomes gravely ill like a geisus. What's the din? Same machloikis. According to the Tur, it's posel min ha-Torah. And according to what? According to the Rambam, it's kosher min ha-Torah, posel min ha-Rabbanan. It just will look bad. People start saying, oh, a geisus is what? A geisus can divorce his wife. He has das. That's a second nafkamina. Then he points out a third nafkamina. Very interesting. What's the third nafkamina he points out? Mominus. Mominus. What's the din by momo? What's going to be the din by momo? Let's say a guy wants to send a matana to a friend of his. And he sends a matana through a what? Through a shliach. And what happens? The fellow, let's say, becomes a shota. The fellow becomes a shoti. He says, "B'momon." He says, "B'momon nami lekeshlichus." Let's say din momonis ki agavna lo mamrinin. Let's say the fellow is, becomes a shoti before the shliach delivers the gift. What's the din? According to the Tur, it all goes up in smoke because if it's the yada richten, he became a shoti. It's no longer shlichus. I don't care what area it is. Could be kedushin, gittin, could be matana, momonis. What's the difference? According to the Tur, the whole thing goes up in smoke. Okay? We don't have to, we're just writing the nafkamina, but I want you to make sure you plug it in. Right? We always say that. Whenever you write the nafkamina, you got to plug in both sides because then you don't necessarily show you know it. Right? So we're writing momo, but according to the Tur, it's not going to be a good matana. According to the Rambam, it'll be a good matana. It'll even be kashrim and rabbanan. Because we're not worried about what? We're not worried about people saying that what? Oh, we have to make a gzeira. The stakes aren't as high. I mean, the bottom line, it's not getting. So we're not afraid of a shot that can do business. So what happens if a guy does a deal with a shot? Okay, nishkeferlich. So it's only money. It's not get issue. So by this case, you should add that in. By momonis, the Rambam will say it's completely kosher if the guy became a shot before the shliach delivered it. There's no gzeira that we're afraid people are a shot that's going to do business. Okay, why do we have to make a gzeira? Granted, a shot that can't do business. But if he did, what's a nishkeferlich? It's only money, right? It always can be given back. It's efshir b'chazara. Okay, that's the third nafkamina that he gives. Then towards the end of the piece, he gives a fourth nafkamina. Very interesting. What's the fourth nafkamina that he gives? The fourth nafkamina that he gives is the Gemara later, and dafchav tesim and aleph, in Gittin. It says if the first shliach gets sick, he can appoint another shliach. That's a famous principle in the second parak of Kedushin. Shliach osa shliach. A shliach can make a what? A shliach can make another shliach. No problem. Okay? However, what happens if the shliach Rishon gets sick? He can appoint another shliach. What's the din, though? Can the shliach Rishon bevato the shliach Sheni? Yes. He can get rid of him. He can terminate him. Okay? Let me ask you the following question. What happens if the shliach Rishon dies? Shliach Sheni is still alive. Does the shliach still remain intact? What do you say? Says Miksos, it'll depend on the shiloh. So let's write the fourth nafkamina. Shliach Rishon Mace. Achein, Shliach Sheni is Chai. And also the Baal, Umishomeh Chai. The sender is Chai. So would that Shliach remain or not? So the Ksos says, very interestingly enough, he says, Heichad Mace on Mashliach Rishon, Heichad Nosen Ashliach Sheni, Elevarai Shliach Lobot, Afilu Achar Mosa Rishon. He says, if you hold like the first approach, Lamaisa, that the shliach is his own man, it just relates to the Baal Bais. Okay, we feel terrible the first shliach died, but it won't blow up the shlichus. Yei shlichus achar misa. Yei shlichus achar misa. Whereas if you hold Yad HaRichti, it's a chain. It's a chain. And that chain has been broken by the first shliach dying. So Mistoma, that would go up in smoke. And for that matter, let's just write down the simplest nafkamina, number five, which is the segue into our Rashi, and that is that what? Mishaleach Meis. So what do you say? According to the Rambam, it still remains intact. Yesh Shlicho Sachar Misa. According to the Torah, it goes up in smoke. Now there really are five different nafkaminas that Ksos really presents in this piece as to these two approaches to what Shlichus is all about. And all hinges upon how you view shlichus and that kafa dimyon. Oh, now, based on all this now, let's go to the Rashi. What did our Rashi say again? And he says it twice. And the Ksos quotes it twice. On Daf Tes and Daf Yud Gimel. Our Rashi and Tesim and Beis and Daf Yud Gimel. What does he say on Daf Tesim and Beis? Someone refresh my memory. What did he say? He made the split. That was the Rashi with the split. What did Rashi say? That the he said the case was Tnu Get Lishti, Shtar Shukra Zalavdi, and the guy died. What is the psak? No, you remember? Lo Yidnu, Lachar Misa. What did Rashi say? Rashi, both on Tesim Beis and Daf Yud Gimel. What did he say? Why Lo Yidnu, Lachar Misa? He makes a split. The Evi Knaini, does he go free? Yes or no? Does the Evi Knaini go free? No. Lo Yidnu, Lachar Misa. Can the Adon retract? The master gave the Shtar Shukra to the Shliach. The Shliach hadn't yet delivered it to the Evi Knaini. Rashi on Tesim Beis, Dirmasko, Lo Yidnu, Lachar Misa. Makes a split. The split is that what? What's the split? That he can't retract the Adon because it's a schus. On the other hand, though, the guy doesn't become free until he gets it, the Evi Knaini, right? That was the split. And Rashi, the end of that Rashi formulated and said, oh, I want to tell you something, he says. I want to tell you something. You know why this guy doesn't go free? Why doesn't he go free? Because the Yorshim take over. The master died and the Yorshim take over. What does that imply, writes the Ksos? What does that imply? That what? That if there were no Yorshim, what would be the din here? What would be the halacha? If there were no Yorshim, he would what? He would go free, but there's a technical problem. Yesh Shlichus Lachar Misa, right? Yesh Shlichus Lachar Misa, but why would he go free, though? Why would he go free? Because why? Because he has no master anymore. Theoretically, there is shlichus achar misa, but you don't need the shlichus because the guy has no owner anymore. Remember, it's like we said, the husband died, she's a widow, so you don't need a get anymore. He doesn't need a starship anymore. That's a technical problem. Okay, I grant you it's a big technical problem. It's a very big problem. It's not a problem, but there's no owner. But theoretically, the shlichus is after misa. That's the Ksos's bomb duke in Rashi. Both on Daf Tes and Daf Yud Gimel. Rashi stands on his head and says, you know why it's not a good star shikur? Because there are Yorshim that take over. What is happens if there are no Yorshim? What's the din? The din is that he's a free man. But why would he be free? He would be free. Technically he's free because there's no owner anymore. But regarding the shlichus is still there. The shlichus is still there. Yesh shlichus lachar misa. That's why we write this nafkamina. So that's what the Ksos says. He spells it out. Does anyone have your page? Take a look at the page. We're not going to read the whole thing. Look what it says, V'chein Kosov Rashi. Okay? Does everyone have the page? Alex, you have? V'chein Kosov Rashi. Go ahead. Let's see that V'chein Kosov Rashi. Okay? That line there. You have the Ksos? Show Alex there where it says V'chein Kosov Rashi. Please underline that. This is where the Ksos proves that Rashi holds a Karamba. Go ahead. V'chein Kosov Rashi. Go ahead. V'chein Nira Medivrei Rashi. V'chein Nira Medivrei Rashi. Okay? V'chein Nira Medivrei Rashi. Go ahead. Zel Lashono. No. I want you to do it before that. A few lines before that. V'chein Nira Medivrei Rashi. You have it? Sorry. Chayn Nira Medivrei Rashi. Chayn Nira Medivrei Rashi. Chayn Nira, go ahead. V'zel Lashono. That's Rashi and Daf Yud Gimel. Now he quotes our Rashi by us. Go ahead. Had Kam Lashono. Go ahead. V'hainu. You make a shliach to free your Eved Kenani, and then before the shliach gets there, you sell him to another guy. What's the din? Does he go free? Yes or no? I made a shliach to give a shtar shichur to my Eved. Before the shliach got there, I what? I sold him to another guy. Now let's assume he's only a shliach lahalacha. That's what I was saying, let's say, because he should really turn into a shliach l'kabbalah. Let's just say, I made explicitly, like we said in the Pnei Yehoshua and Daf Tes and the Mishnah. Why does he not go free in that case? Because who's the owner? I'm not the owner anymore. The guy I sold it to is the owner. You got to ask him. The same thing here. The Yorshim are the owners. Go ahead. You see? Why don't you just say after me so there's no one there? Mashma, what does it imply? Oh, that's it. So what is the Ksosis Diuk in the Rashi? The Ksosis Diuk in the Rashi is that Rashi holds like the Rambam. Because Rashi says that the only reason why you don't go Yinu Lacharmis is because why? They're Yorshim. Right? Implying that if they're nor Yorshim, you would have been able to give it, but there's a technical problem that what? There's no reason to give it Geshur because there's no owner. But you see an amazing Chiddush in Rashi. Amazing. Oh, so that's what the Ksos is Mechadish. Now, what did we ask yesterday in Shir? That we were Baruch Hashem many years ago, we were Mechavet to Akasha. We were learning Bikiyas and Gittin. What does the Mishnah say in Gittin on Daf Kofkes? I may be Getmin Dinisayam, Veinichuzaka in Ochoyla, and the husband was elderly or sick. The Shliach takes 3 weeks to get there to Israel. He can still give it. Noslala Becheskeshu Kayim. You can still assume that he's what? He's alive. We don't have to be worried he's died. What does Rashi say there in the Mishnah? Yossi, read the Roshan again in Rashi. Go ahead. And Chof got some of the Mishnah. Oh, what does Rashi say? When the guy dies, the shlichus goes up in smoke. This Rashi is against all the two Rashis, what the Ksos said. The Ksos said that Rashi would hold like the Rambam, that yesh shlichus lachar misa. Rashi says when the guy dies, the shlichus goes up in smoke. It's a bomb kasha. Rabbi Tzur Zalman asked this kasha. Oh, so how do we answer? We didn't give an answer. So let's give two answers, okay? I found the two answers, the notes at the bottom of the Ksos, so let's say them over. First answer you want to say, both answers hold that Rashi really holds like the tour. So let's get this, against the Ksos. They argue on the Ksos. The first answer we want to say over is Rabbi Tzur Zalman himself. He says that the shikhur was given mamish. It was chal as soon as the shliach gets it. But there was a t'nai. The t'nai is that the Evid's got to get it. Then he'll be free l'mafreyim. And once the guy dies, and he doesn't what? He dies before the shliach gets there, it's chas b'balma, the t'nai is not fulfilled, and therefore what? The shtar is nothing. So therefore, Rashi really holds like the tour. That shlichus goes up in smoke, Michael. But when it comes to daftesa, daftekim is talking about shtar shikhur. Shtar shikhur is he gave it to the shliach, and really it should be chal immediately, because he should turn into a shlich l'kabal, but there's a t'nai that it won't be chal until the Evid K'naini gets it himself. And if the Adon dies before the Evid K'naini gets it, then the t'nai is not fulfilled, and it turns out to be a chaspa ba'alma, and therefore lo yitnu lachar misa. But in reality, what? The Iker Rashi is what daf kofes. Rashi really holds like the door. Don't try to start making chidusha from daftes and daf gimel Rashi. No, that's a special case of shtar shikhur. And it really should be chal immediately, but there was a t'nai. Okay? That's the answer Mr. Zalman wants to say. It's mamish against the Ksos, because Ksos makes this whole deal from daftes and daf gimel. The second answer is from the Imre Binah in Mareches HaKinyanim Simin Dal. He also wants to say daftes and daf gimel is special, because it's shtar shikhur. And really, the Evid K'naini is zochet while he's alive. While the Adam's alive. As soon as the shliach gets it, the shliach kabal, he gets it. But also there's somewhat of a t'nai, and it's not chal until the Evid K'naini gets the shtar shikhur himself. And you know what he calls it, which we're going to get back to, Lineder, is called the getter of mi'akshav. You ever heard of mi'akshav? In Bikiyas, maybe you went up after mi'akshav. What is mi'akshav? A guy gives a get l'mafreya that should be chal today. In other words, he says he's going to give a get. He gives her a get at day one. And it should be chal after 30 days, but retroactively from today. So it's like me'akshav. Me'akshav means you can't be chozer bo. So that's the chiddush l'maisa. We're going to get back to that l'maisa. So the kinyan l'maisa is only chal when he actually gets it. But it would have worked l'mafreya. It would have worked, my friend. That's what blocks him from being chozerbal. As soon as the shliach gets it, the master can't be chozerbal. But it's not chal till the guy actually gets it. Okay? It's not chal till the guy actually gets it. It's like a getter of mi'akshav. It's like the getter of mi'akshav. And therefore, Rashi has to say that once the Yorshim get it, once the Yorshim get him, the shikhur can't be chal. Because you have to ask them if they want to go through with it. So again, what does the Imre Binah say? Daftes and Daf Gimel are special. They're special cases. And they're special cases. And since they're special cases, the Chiddush is that what? The Chiddush is that the Lamaisa, you cannot be Chozer Bo, but the Shtar Shikhur will not be Chal until when? Until the Evid K'naini actually gets it and receives it. Okay? But really, Rashi and Shlichus holds like the tour. So it comes out again that he is being choylik on the Ksos HaChosha. Okay? So that's what we want you to get, Lamaisa. It comes out to be a machlekes, the Ksos against the Imre Binah, Rabbi Tzur Zalman notes as that's out. Even also, does Rashi hold like the Rambam or the Tur? Ksos says that Rashi holds like the Rambam. The Imre Binah and Ibn Ezel hold that Rashi holds like the Tur. I daf test daf. You give him special cases. Either special because why? He gave the Shtar Shikhur al Tanai. And if the guy dies before the Evid K'naini gets it, the t'nai wasn't filled with chas b'alma. Or it's kind of like me'akshav, to get Rabbi Achshon. Once he gives it, it can't be Chozer Bo, but it shouldn't be Chal until when? Until the other Kenani actually gets it. If the guy dies, the Yorshim get it. You got to ask them if they want to go through with it. Okay, we got it? That's the Chiddush you want to say. Okay, so that's the first Mahalach. Please get it.
I'm glad we did this because the truth is I wrote an article many years ago on this in the Beis Yitzchok. I really didn't fully understand these two answers.
I wrote one of the answers, the Rebbeinu, I didn't write the other one. Now Baruch Hashem understood the both and was working out with Yitzi and Seir on this. Okay, but these are the two answers. But it comes out to a big machloikis. Okay. Yes, let's move on. Okay, well, I want to go to the second Mahalach. Okay. What's the other Chiddush that we left with this Rashi? That we left off with? The split of Rashi. Rashi himself didn't like the split. What's the split? The master cannot be Chozer Bo once he gives it to the Shliach. On the other hand, the Avichnani does not go free till the Avichnani gets it. Who? Rashi himself was Chozer Bo. Where was Rashi Chozer Bo? On the Mishnah. Tois just pointed out, we saw yesterday, on Daf Yud Gimel, he was Chozer Bo. Forget about it. It's a package deal. If you can't be Chozer Bo, you go free. Right? Who held in this chazara? Who held in this split? Who do we say? The Rif. On Ham and Aleph, the Dapir Rif. The Rif made this split. He keeps alive Rashi's Shita before the chazara. Okay? Oh, that was the Rif Shita. Let's turn to the Rush now. Okay? Want to turn to the Rush on this point. Okay? Let's turn to the Rush. Okay? The Rosh is in Siman what? Right. Let's see from where Milsa de Tmiyahi. Okay? He makes this split. And Lamaisa, it's very, very difficult. The Rosh says, I can't believe it. What kind of split is this? Makes no sense. Okay? Aaron, you got it? Read the Rosh, please. Milsa de Tmiyahi. Go ahead. Right. Excellent. Go ahead. Yeah, you can't have it half. Go ahead, Ella. Excellent. In fact, Zach pointed out that the Ron, quoted from Rav Gusman, Ron asks on the Rif from five different Gemaras. This Gemara is one of them. Go ahead. Excellent. It's a done deal. Go ahead. Excellent. Once the Adon gives the Shtar Shechar to the Shliach, he's gone. Poof. The Shliach Lo Lacha becomes the Shliach of Kabbalah. He has to stop eating Truma. He's an Eved of an Eved Kenani of a Kohen. He can eat Truma. But now he's no longer can eat Truma. He's free. Go ahead. Excellent. Oh, and if it's not a get, Lamaisa, then why shouldn't he be able to eat? They're inextricably linked, we said. If you can't be Chozo, well, that means he's free. What kind of split is this? It's a Pella. Go ahead, Viter. Oh, and the Rift brought a Raya. Shmuel's who asked me this after Seder, after Shu yesterday. Go ahead. Right, what was the case? You have a Lova that borrowed $100, gives the money to a Shliach to deliver it to the Malva. What's the din? What happens if the Shliach loses the money? The Lova still got to pay him back, right? However, can the Lova be Chozer Bo and say, oh, bring the money back? No, that's the split. That's a good split. That's in the Gemara, Beferish. You follow? The Rift brings a riot to a split. That if the Lova sends a Shliach, right? He can't be Chozer Bo, but on the other hand, if it's lost, he's still got to pay back the money. Go ahead.
So,
Oh, so he answered this. Let's get this down. How does the Rosh answer the Rif's Raya? He says, if you're a Malveh, what kind of responsibility are you going to accept? Zero.
The Lova has responsibility to pay me back. You can lose it 5-6 times until I get every penny. I'm accepting on Rashi. He's not a shlich like a Kabbalah for me.
Till I get the money in my own personal pocket. However, what will he be a shlich like a Kabbalah for? What will he become a shlich like a Kabbalah for? For not being able to retract. Correct. I don't want the Lova to change his mind and bring the money back. So that's exactly what he says. What kind of kash is that? Very good, excellent error. What does he say? He says, L'davrishu z'chuso. What's good for the Malva, he'll become poof a shlich l'kabbalah for the Malva, right? But what's bad for the Malva, he doesn't want him to be a shlich. But l'ischai bach, right? If it's lost, forget about it. Hilkach nira. Go ahead.
Hilkach nira, k'derish rashi, k'derish r'mitam, d'rashi, k'derish d'lo, d'arsinan, t'en yishun b'tein mashba, sh'nosin y'an shliach.
Excellent. Lock, stock, and barrel. It's one package deal. Elo, what's the garrison in the Mishnah? Right, you said write it, pick it off the table, and then he died before him. That's where it's lo yitul achramisa. Once the shliach lo lacha picks it up, it's done. Go ahead. Yeah, Zeh, you see the word Zeh implies this document got to his hand. Get rid of the word Zeh. Hello? Right, so without, that means point to the table and then the guy died. You follow me? Zeh implies the guy got it. That's a technical demo just to get them shot. So we have, this is an amazing finish. Lamaisa, this riff is a pella. What is the shot in the riff? We left it hanging yesterday. What is the shot in the riff? Rashi was chosabo, the Rosh asks on him, the Ron asks on him, they are cholek on him. And what did we see yesterday from the Rambam? Yossi wanted to suggest a little bit, what did the Rambam say? That if you say the word zechei, then what? Then the Eved Kenani goes free, as soon as the shliach gets it, poof, he becomes a shliach lo'olach, and he becomes a shliach kabbalah, and you can't be chosabo. But if you say tain, you make the split. Maybe the riff makes the split. We thought it was quite difficult. Many gedol achron. That's the Lechem Mishnah's answer. The riff, you can make the same distinction for the Rambam. The Rambam does beferish and perik vav benochas avadam lacha aleph. If you say zechei, then the shlich olacha becomes a shlich olkabal. He goes free. You can't be chosra. If you say tain or holech, then you make the split. But we looked in the riff. The riff doesn't make that distinction between what lashon you say. So what's the pshat in the riff? Oh, so let's offer two pshatim. Okay. As to how we could say the pshat is in the riff. Okay? It's a very big chiddush. Before we even say the two pshatim, Yossi pointed out that Yoshua in his first pshat suggests something that I think is impossible. He suggests that what? Okay. What did he say?
Rashi was not chosabo. That was a sheet in the beginning. Rashi's sheet in the beginning on Heslam Biz.
That is right. Rashi's sheet, is it split or not split?
No, it is that it's split, but it... I mean,
that the shliach didn't get it yet, right? Very difficult. Rashi said the shliach got it. So that first pshat's quite difficult. So let's offer two other pshat. The first pshat that Pnei Yeshua says that the shliach didn't get it yet. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says beferish the shliach got it. Well, just the other Kenani didn't get it. No, on Rashi dir maschal lo yidnu lachar misa. That's where Rashi beferish makes the split. And the notes on the bottom of Pnei Yeshua says, how can it be?
It's
long.
You want to be
medak.
It says
the lo mata gita liyode.
It doesn't say.
Yeah, but liyode means the
other kinaini
lemaisa.
Right. So you
want
to be.
Taisus certainly says that. Very difficult to say like that, Pnei Yeshua. And what was the raya he said? That he should have been able to be chozer ball, right?
That's what
he should be able to be chozer ball. He didn't give it to the shliach yet. Then why shouldn't he be able to be chozer ball? It's impossible. Rashi's talking about the split. So what's the pshat? Oh. So one pshat is to say like this, okay? One pshat is to say the following pshat, maybe. Okay? Now, in Lamaisa, I want to offer a few pshatim, but let's work with this assumption. We thought it was not the posh pshat, but let's make a distinction between zechei and tain. What is that distinction all about? The distinction is like this. What's the distinction between tain and schei? The distinction is as follows. When you make the din, mimonafshach, when you make a condition, what type of condition is it? There are two types of conditions in the world of halacha. There's something called im, and there's something called me'asha. What's the difference between these two conditions? Im works when, if you say you want a mekadesh woman, if you eat the ice cream cone. When does the condition click? When you eat the ice cream cone. If you say what? You want a mekadesh woman, me'asha. When you eat the ice cream cone, when are you mekadesh? From this moment right now. Limafrei. So mimonav shach. If it's im, then what? Then you should be able to be chozerba, because it didn't click in yet. And if it's me'achshav, you shouldn't be able to what? You shouldn't be able to be chozerba. So what does it mean that in the, you made a tanai, when the Rambam says you made a tanai, there's a condition that the shikr shouldn't be chal. What's the pshat? What's going on here with this pshat? Oh, and you can't say it works l'mafrei because ain't get lachar misa. So the ksos wants to say as follows. In Simon Kuf Chaf Hei Sif Katan Gimel, says a beautiful chiddush. He says, granted that tain is kischi, but there was a tanai. And the tanai was that it shouldn't take effect until the shliach gets the star shikhur. And then it works l'mafreya. Okay? Then it works l'mafreya. He had a tanai in mind. That's what I want you to get. The answer is that whenever you make a split, maybe this is what the riff means, is that he made a tanai. He made a tanai. The tanai is, I'm giving it to the shliach, but Lamais, I don't want it to take effect until the Eved Kenani actually gets the Shtar Shikhur itself. That's the tanai. And the truth of the matter is that we have to assume like that, because why? Because if a Kavana was not to make a tanai, he should have said Zechei. Kind of like you said yesterday, yes. If you don't say the word Zechei, merit for me, you don't say to the Shliach, merit for me, then you were making a tanai. And he did not say the word Zechei. He said Holich or he said Tain. So maybe you could say that's the pshat in the Rambam, and maybe that's the pshat in the Rif. Okay? So we're making a Tanai. That's the pshat in Rashi before it was Chozmo. There was a Tanai made. That's the Chiddush. Now let me ask you a question. If there was a Tanai made, why is it Lo Yinu Lachar Misa? Why is it Lo Yinu Lachar Misa if there was a Tanai made? What do you say? Because it's a Xera. It looks bad. The Kso says it was a Xerah the Rabbanon that it looks bad, looks like there'd be a Shtar Achar Misa. Okay, it looks like there'd be Shtar Achar Misa. But based on what we said in the beginning of Shir, I wouldn't say that. What would I say? Why is it not good? Why would you say it's not good? It's Chas V'Bama. If the Tanai is not fulfilled, it's nothing. So that's the Chiddush that I want to suggest here. The chiddush of the riff in the Rambam is that there's a distinct, there was a tanai made, and that's the pshat l'mais in the Rambam, the riff in Rashi before it was chosmo. He made a tanai. The tanai is that he's giving the shliach a star shikhur on tanai. It shouldn't be chal until the Eved Kenani gets it. Okay, that's the first pshat we want to suggest. Okay, that's the first pshat. What'd you say?
Why does Rashi have to tell us about the yorshim? Though it's obvious then. It's based on the tanai. The Eved never got it, so obviously the yorshim get it. Why does Rashi have to go out of his way to tell us about the yorshim?
No, because even if there wouldn't be any Yorshim, Lo Yitnu Lachar Misa, because the Tanai wasn't fulfilled.
So we know, I'm saying we know that. So why does he have to go out of his way to tell us that it goes to the Yorshim? If
that's what he's explaining. That's why it's not good, Lamaisa.
We know that.
That's why it's not good. No, but Lamaisa, the Tanai is that what? The Tanai is that it shouldn't be good until when?
Until he gets it.
I understand. So when he gets it, it should go free.
So he didn't get it, so therefore it's
obvious. No, he is going to get it. After the guy dies. So it's Xerah d'Rabbanan, the mice. You're asking, why does he have to say about the Yorshim? No, you should have said it was Xerah d'Rabbanan. That's a good kasha, what Yoss is saying. He should have said that it's Xerah d'Rabbanan. But the first job we want to suggest is that there was a Tanai made. He gave it to him on condition, and we're saying more than that. It's not just Xerah d'Rabbanan. We're saying it's a Chas V'Bam. If the Tanai is not fulfilled, it's not good. The Tanai's not fulfilled, it's not good. And he died beforehand. So if he died beforehand, Lamaisa, it shouldn't be good. That's the Chiddush we want to suggest, Lamaisa, on this din. Okay, that's the first pshat. One second. Second pshat, Seth. Second pshat. Let's get the three pshat that we want to suggest in the Rambam. Okay? Second pshat we want to suggest.
the Bnei Yehoshua says the following. Very interesting chiddush, okay? Very good chiddush. He wants to suggest as follows. The Eved does not know that someone else is Zocha for him. So it's not a schus for him. The Adon gives the Shtar Shichur to the Eved Knaini. And what happens? The Eved Knaini does not know. So the Eved Knaini does not know when he goes free. And what's he doing? He's married to a Shifcha. He's an Eved, let's say, of a Kohen. He's been eating Truma. He doesn't know he's free. He hasn't been putting on tefillin. He's Pater from Mitzvah Shabbos Madroma as an Eved. Meanwhile, he's free. This is not a schus for him, says the Pnei Yehoshua. And therefore, very interesting, he's not being Yotze Talmud Torah, right? He's not making mitzvahs tefillin. Talmud Torah, Mitzvah Shabbos Madroma, all these mitzvahs that women are Pater from. Okay? All these mitzvahs that women are Pater from. He's not doing. Meanwhile, he's free. It's going to take a few weeks for this shliach to get there. That's a terrible thing. So he says an unbelievable chiddush. I want you to get this. The shliach does not have kavana to be zocha on behalf of the Eved Knaini. That's his chiddush. The shliach does not have kavana to be zocha on behalf of the Eved Knaini. And therefore, that's why we make the split. You can't be chozer ball, but he doesn't go free until he actually gets it. That's the chiddush of the issue. So let's write, the shliach is not mechave. Very interesting shot. Eino machave l'schus. Very interesting. What's difficult with that, though? Why doesn't he go free as soon as he finds out? Right? The Gemara says he doesn't go free until he actually gets it, according to Rashi. He should go free as soon as he finds out. Right? That's what Naftali Trump asks on this shot of the Pnei Yehoshua. It's a difficult shot. It's a beautiful answer, but the truth is when he finds out, he should go free. Right? The truth of the matter is that what he's not mechavim the schus because the guy doesn't know. Once he knows, it should kick in. And we say it's not good until the actual guy gets it. Until the actual guy gets it. Oh. Now, Lamaisa, there's another pshat to suggest as well. Okay? So that's two pshatim so far. Okay? The Tanai and the Pnei Yehoshua's pshat. Another pshat. This introduces for us what's called the Shliach Lahava. What's a Shliach Lahava? I gave it a Rama, okay? There are three types of Shliachs. What are the three types of Shliachs? Shliach Lahalacha, Shliach Lakabbalah, and a Shliach Lahava, the Rama has. Beautiful Chiddush. What is a Shliach Lahalacha? Who represents the husband, represents the master. Shliach Lakabbalah represents the woman of the Eved Knaini. What's a Shliach Lahava? The Rambam has a very big chiddush of what a Shliach Lahava. I gave you the Rambam, Perek Vav, Hilchos Gerush Halacha Daled. Means as follows. The woman appoints a Shliach to take the get to her, but to deliver it to her. So when is the get chal? Normally by a Shliach Lakabbalah. When does it what? When does it apply? When is it chal? As soon as the Shliach Lakabbalah gets it. Shliach Lahava means that she's a deliverer, she's a messenger for the woman. It won't be chal until the woman actually gets it. Okay? That's a Shliach Lahava. Says the Pnei Yehoshua another pshat. He says like this. Says the Pnei Yehoshua, beautiful pshat. The Rosh has the kasha, they're inextricably linked. Why can't you say that it was a Shliach Lahava? The master made a Shliach Lahava. A Shliach Lahava, he can't be chozer bo from. Because why? It's a schus for him, right? But he's megala by making the shliach lahava. He doesn't want him to be free until the avid actually gets it. So it's like a shliach lahava. That's how you want to answer the kasha of the rush. That's the chiddush. We want to answer the kasha of the rush. The adon made a shliach, but the shliach is a shliach lahava. That means the shichur is not chal until the avid kanani gets it. But on the other hand, it can't be chozer bo. But by making him a shliach lahava, his kavana was he doesn't want him to be free. Until when? Until the Eved Knaini gets it. Why is that difficult also? Who makes the Shliach Lahava, usually? The woman, or the Eved. Who's making the Shliach Lahava here? The Adam. Very difficult. How do you know an Adam can make such a thing? So this Teretz is also difficult. I'll tell you another difficulty with the first teretz, with the second teretz of the Yeshua. Remember we said he should go free when he knows? Also, what should it make a difference? According to the Rambam, remember the Rambam distinguished between whether you say Zechu or you say Tnu? Even when you say Zechei, he shouldn't go free right away. Right? So the Pnei Yeshua also, that shot of the Pnei Yeshua also is difficult. The Rambam said when you say Zechei, he goes free as soon as the Avi Kanani Shliach gets him. Why should he go free immediately? Right? Why should he go free immediately? So these pshatim are very difficult, Lamaisa. Very, very difficult. Where on earth did he get this chiddush, the Pnei Yeshua? First, I'll tell you another problem with this. Who says that you can't be chozer bo by a shliach lahavah? You know? How do you know you can't be chozer bo by a shliach lahavah? How do you know? You're right, but it's a schus, but it's a shliach lahavah. If you don't want the shtar shikr to be chal until the guy gets it, why shouldn't you be able to be chozer bo? It's like you're having your cake and eating it too, you know what I'm saying, a little bit. The schus, you should go free immediately. It's the same kash of the rush. It's a very difficult pshat. I think the best of all the pshatim is the pshat of the t'nai. That there was a t'nai here made. Very hard to say, like the Pnei Yeshua, that it's a chol for. It's very hard to say, like the answer of what? That it was a shliach la'avah. Okay? All right, Seth, real quick, and then Yitzi. Go ahead. Why? No, he wasn't taking sides. Right, no, I think it's very consistent. There is shlichus achar mitzvah. That's why it only works because it's a t'nai, a gzeira. I mean, a Torah, it's good, the shlichus. So it's consistent with himself. You follow me? That's why he's got to come out and say that it's a gzeira. Now, Yossi's point is very well taken, that why is Rashi talking about the Yorshim then, according to the Xos? You know, you should just say because it's a gzeira, lo yitnu lachar mitzvah. The Rashi says the Yorshim take over, that's why it's not good. Yeah, Yitzi, go ahead. Why wouldn't he act on? He's chiving all these mitzvahs.
Maybe he himself won't believe it. I can hear him.
Okay. All right, but I'm just saying objectively, the Gemara implies that he's not free until the guy actually gets it. Where Alpi did, if he wanted to be free, then he would be. Okay? He would be. And it's more of like an objective source. We say you're chiving mitzvahs. It's not like if he wants to do it or not. You're right. Anytime he's freed, he could become a full Jew or not. Let's assume he wants to. So it's like mi'ad. In the Gemara objective, it says only when he gets it. Okay. So these are the different pshatim. The bottom line is that of the three pshatim, the t'nai pshat seems to be the most mistaber pshat for what? To solve Rashi before he was chozerbo. And the pshat of the Rif. Okay. Now there's one other pshat that we must say over, and that's as follows. Reb Naftali Trump has a different pshat. The Granat. He wants to say as follows. There is a halacha of Dover. Shalom Baliola. What does Dover Shalom Baliola mean? It means a future. Can you make a kinyan on a future or not? It's a machloikis in Remeir and the Chacham. Can you be makna Dover Shalom Baliola? Remeir says yes, Chacham say no. Okay, we pass like the Chacham, you can't. But Remeir holds you can. Remeir holds other makna Dover Shalom Baliola. Okay. Now, the Gemara writes in Kedushin, Adaf Samach Gimel. According to the man Dover, who holds Dover Shalom Oliola, you must say Me'achshav. You must say Me'achshav. You have to. If I want to be makdin to you something that doesn't exist in the world yet, I have to say it's chal from this day on. Whenever it comes about, I want to sell you fruit from a palm tree. In 6 months it'll come about. It should be chal from this day. Why is there a need to say Me'achshav? So the Ramban is masber like this. It blocks a person from being chozerbo. Lo yachol lachzerbo. Which we mentioned at the beginning of Shir today. Once you say me'achshav, I set it into motion. So the Rashba asks on the Ramban, I don't understand. If you do a deal with a guy that the kinyan should be chal after shloshim yom, can you pull out of it? Yes, you can. You could pull out of it before day 30 comes. It's only chal on day 30. You want to pull out of it, you can pull out of it, no problem. It's chal on day 30. So if you pull out of it before day 30, it's fine. Why is it when it comes to Dover Shalom, you're forced to say me'achshav, and you can't be chozer bo. What's the difference? So the pshat is as follows. Says in Naftali Trump pshat in the Ramban, unbelievable pshat. It says like this. If I'm talking about an automobile and I want to be machted to you after 30 days, by me saying after 30 days, Michael, it shows I'm really not interested in selling it at day one. By the fact I said 30 days. So I always have the ability to pull out till day 30. But when you deal with something that's a shalobo liola, and I say me'achshav, what does me'achshav tell me? What does me'achshav tell me? That I want the deal done now. Whenever the fruit come about, in 6 months, I want the deal done now. And therefore there's a problem, the chafetz is not here. So if I say me'achshav, it's a done deal, I can't be chozer bo. That's the chiddush of me'achshav, of the makadosh of yolam. If I say me'achshav, you cannot be chozer bo. If you say me'achshav, you cannot be chozer bo. Okay? Oh. Based on this, says Rav Naftali, this is the chiddush of our Gemara. This is the chiddush of our Gemara. What's the chiddush of our Gemara? When you say the split of Rashi, when you say Tnu Shechur Zeh La'avi, it's like Me'achshav and Adavar Shel Ol Yolam. You want the Eved to go free, but when? When he gets it. L'mafreya from today. L'mafreya from today, but only when he gets it. And what's the Svara? Because he's married. I don't want him to do Averis. He's married to a Shifcha. He's eating Truma. So I don't want it to be chal till he gets it, but then it'll be the chal l'mafreya. And therefore, l'maisa, that's why he has no ability to be chozer bo. But he's not free until he actually gets it. So this last shot really elaborates on the what? The Tanai that we started off saying. It's really the same shot. So we said four pshatim so far. The fourth one is really like the first one. That it was a condition. But the condition is like a Dover Shalobo Liolo. It's like you said me Aksha. And therefore I want it to be Chal Lamaisa only when the guy gets it, because I don't want him to be doing a virus. Okay? The only problem with this shot is what? Is that when he finds out about it, shouldn't he go free? When he finds out about it, Lamaisa, he should go free. Why do you need the star come to his hand? That's also still difficult. You know what I'm saying? Why didn't the shtar get to his hand? Once he finds out about it, it should be enough. Why do you have to wait till he gets it, and then he'll kick in the mafreya, and then he won't... As soon as he finds out about it, this is also difficult. So, Lamaisa, we could say that first shot straight up, Lamaisa, that we made the Tanai, Lamaisa, with that with the Xosis. What Yossi says is difficult. Why does he bring in Yorshim? So these are three, four different shots, and none of them really are completely satisfactory and completely fremfering the split. We have difficulty. Rashi was chosable. The Rif kept it alive. So this pshat is difficult. You have to go back and say the Im, the first pshat of the Tanai. Because if he would have said Zechei, but again, the Rif didn't say it, you know. The first pshat was, he only says Holich as opposed to Zechei, you know. The Rif didn't make that distinction. Okay? So again, let's get the split of the Rif, Rashi before it was Chozbo, the Kasha that we have of the Rosh, and we have four different shot. The first shot being a classical where he said Holik or Tain and not Zechei, splitting it up, and Nexo saying that it's Exera, Yossi's Kasha, why didn't Rashi say that, then why does it bring in the Yorshim? Number two shot was what? What was the second shot? The Pnei Yoshua, that the guy won. He doesn't know, and it's going to be a chol for him. Is we doing a veiris? So it's not a good star shipper until the guy gets it. Third shot was what? Third shot was shlich lava, which is quite difficult because we said what? Who makes the shlich lava? The Evan or the woman, not the Adon. And number two, we said also what? What was difficult with that? What else do we say was difficult with that shot? What else do we say was difficult with that shot? The shlich lava shot. We also said it was difficult. Why did we say it was difficult? You recall? Shlich lava, why shouldn't you be able to be chozer bo? Like Yitzi said. You can't be chozer bo. Why can't you be chozer bo? You can't be chozer bo, then you should go free, right? And then the fourth shot was this Ramban, that it's like it's similar to a Dover Shlomo. If you say, actually, you can't be chozer bo. Same thing here.
It's kind of like the Dover Shalob Leolim, because you don't want the guy to do a Averis. So you don't want him to be free till he gets it. It'll click in the Mafreya.
So you should be Chozer. Why can't you be Chozer with him? You should be able to be Chozer, because you don't really want it right now.
What'd you say?
You don't want it to be chal until he actually gets it, so he should be able to be chozer bro, according to that last answer.
No, you can't be, because it's like me'akshav. You want to show your seriousness, Yossi, that you're on the way to do it.
Yeah, but...
Just like a davar shelo b'liolam. If I say me'akshav, why can't it be chozer bro? Because it shows I want the thing done now. I just can't because there's no fruit. So to here, I want this guy to go free. To the degree, I'm risking my ability to retract. You follow me? That's the chiluk. Okay, so it's a big chiddush. Lomai, this is a very big chiddush, this riff, but we have to make sure we got the pshat. All right, very good. Let's go a little bit weiter in the Gemara, then we got to go chumash. Okay? All right, so that's the pshat of the riff. And then we'll answer all those kashas, the Ran. The Lechem Mishneh, Ran had five kashas. The Rush had many kashas. But Lomai, so that's the chiddush of the riff. Very shvir to say like that first Pnei Yoshua. That Liyadeh didn't mean him. Certainly Tyson didn't say what it meant. Liyadeh, which Liyadeh were you referring to? Nehi, there it is. Liyadeh means the Evik Naini. Okay, all right, very good. Let's go here, go ahead. Let's see a little bit weiter in the Gemara, okay? Go ahead. Yeah. So we have a great Kasha. According to Chamim, we have three things equivalent, Gedish and Shtar Shichur. According to Remeir, four things. The Gemara asked, go ahead from the two dots, real quick, Aaron. Go ahead. Suleika. Oh. Go ahead. Oh. To new model of plenty days, and he dies, is Yitnu Lachramisa. There is such a locha. Why is that so? To new model of plenty? Because why? The man, God forbid, is a Shchimira. We know that what? Divri Shchimira. Kiksuvi and a chumusin double. You don't have to make a kinyan. Why was there such a takanas chachamim made? Hefker bis and hefker? Because we don't want the guy to get sicker, Rashi said, right? We don't want him to get more flustered and die, God forbid. So we say, just make words and it's fine. So you see, Bethavish is Yitnu Lachramisa. So this is a great kasha. You see, getting Shtar Shikra on one side as opposed to the other ones. So it should be on the list. Go ahead. Excellent. This list only consists of things that compare Get Ish and Shtar Shukr, which are not like, don't exist by other stars. If they exist by other stars, it's not on the list. And the halacha is that what? This halacha is that what? It's Tenu Manav Vodikitan Milsalashim Bishtars. We're only teaching things that are Misalashim Bishtars. Milsadishim Bishtars Loktani. Matters that exist by other stars, what? Loktani. Oh, so why is this a matter that's considered by other stars? Why is this a matter by other stars? So let's segue to the next piece. Go ahead. Excellent. Excellent, all right. So what does it say in this case? Ravin sent the name of Rabbo, that it was known that Rabbi Elazar sent to the Yasmin Shimon Benu, a Shchivara that says Kisu Tanu Manal Ploni dies, what's the din? You don't give it over. Why not? So a lot of guys ask me in Seder, why not? I thought Divri Shchivaras Kiksuvenich Musrim Dover. What's the answer? This was special. Why was this special? Because he said Kisu Tanu. He wanted it only to be Chal when the star was given over. He didn't want to go with the regular din of Divri Shchivara. And because of that, the din is lo yitnu lachramisa. Aha! So we dug up a case. A few guys asked me, when you read that answer, Aaron, right, what do you mean? Ki ktani milsalesh b'shtars, milsalesh b'shtars lo ktani. But this thing is not yitnu b'shtars, it's because it said yitnu lachramisa. That's why the Gemara gives the next case. To tell you there's a case, but din imamnus, that matches by Gedish and Shtar Shikwar, that it's also lo yitnu lachramisa. That's why it's not on the list, okay? Sometimes you got to be patient with the Gemara, and the Gemara just explained that case. I was bothered by it myself. I mean, it doesn't exist. It does. That's the case. So, different Shchimras in a vacuum, where you don't say anything. But if you say Kisu Tanu, then he's clearly saying he only wants to be Chal after Mis. Okay. So I want you to get the following, then we got to go to Chumash. This is very interesting. You just can skim this Gemara. Let me ask you the following question. What type of gift are we talking about? What type of gift are we talking about? metaltal in karka. What did it say here? $100, yes, amana, right? What's the din halacha lamaisa on kinyanim? When we talk about kinyanim ba'halacha, it's very, very interesting. Can you give a guy $100 through a shtar?
Ein mona nikne bishtar. Bottom line, you cannot acquire $100 with a shtar.
What can you acquire with a shtar, Dave? Karka. Karka. Kesef, shtar, and chazaka. We've mentioned karka. Money, shtar, chazaka is one of three ways. Walk around the field, build a hole, and make a fence. You cannot acquire money with a shtar. You can acquire a woman with a shtar, right? Kesef, shtar, and bia, right? Shtar, you can acquire a woman. You can acquire a karka. What's the pshat in this gemara? I never even thought about this during this gemara many times. What's the pshat? Oh. So the Meiri and the Rashba answer as follows. Okay, the Aramaz and Baba Basar, Kufkin Bez, amazing pshat. You know what they say? It was karka. Guess how much it's worth? $100. Mana means a karka that's worth $100. So let's get that. Just pshat in the gemara. I was embarrassed. I never thought about it. It's karka worth $100. Okay? Oh. That's one pshat. The Rashash says like this in Mabasanaf Kufnin Base. Now I was thinking another pshat, and the Adramas says like this. I was thinking a little bit, Alan, what you were asking me in Seder. And that is as follows. The Kinyan was made through different Shchiv Mira, not through the Shtar. But the guy made a Tanai. The Tanai was it shouldn't be Chal until the Shtar is given over. So the Kinyan was really made through Matna Shchiv Mira. But he made a Tanai that it shouldn't be Chal until the Shtar gets to the hand of the recipient. And if it doesn't get to the hand of the recipient before he dies, it's not good. It's not good. Okay? And that's the Chiddush. So two pshat, either that it was karka and kesef works on karka. I'm sorry, either it was karka and shtar works on karka. Mana meant a karka worth $100. Or the other pshat is divrei shchivah. The kinyan was through a matna shchivah. You just made a tanai. Now this leads us to the following. One second. Was this next question? Was this shtar a shtar kinyan or a shtar raya? Was this shtar a shtar kinyan or shtar raya? Oh, so it's interesting, Lamais. Very interesting. Let me ask you a question. What happens if he would give the thing to the guy while he was alive? Would it be kona? Yes. It would be kona. Because of a Masr Mechayim, it would be kona. The Rosh says in Baba Basra, if this guy would give the shtar while he was alive, it would be kona. Therefore, the Rosh says we're talking about a shtar raya. Because if it would be a shtar kinyan, would it work? Again, what does the Rosh want to say? If he gave the shtar while he was alive, what's the din? It works. If he gives the shtar while it's alive, while he's alive, it works. It only works if it's a shtar raya. It's a shtar kinyan. The kinyan only kicks in when he's dead. That's what it says. If it's a shtar kinyan, it only kicks in when he's dead. So therefore, Lamaisa, we must be talking about a shtar raya. This is what the Rosh, this is what the Yad Ramah say beferish. Because the implication from the Gemara is if he gives it while he's alive, it works. That can only be by a shtar raya. Not by a shtar kinyan. Shtar raya is a raya for what was done. It wasn't a kinyan. What was the kinyan? Either it was a matna shchimira or it was with what? It was a matna shchimira. But the shtar is just a shtar raya. If it's a shtar kinyan, by definition, it can only be chal when he's dead. Therefore, ain't shtar lachavisa. Let me ask you from Rashi. What do you think if you look at Rashi? What do you think Rashi holds? Take a look at the Rashi. Aaron, you want to read that? It's the fourth wide line there, please. From Rashi, would you say it's a shtar kinyan or a shtar raya? Go ahead.
Vein shtar, al-shtar.
Vein shtar, yeah, please. Go ahead.
Right,
he's already dead. Come on, Al-Stan. From Rashi, is it a shtar kinyan or a shtar raya? What do you say? What's the makna? What does it imply? Kinyan. Very shtar kinyan. According to Rashi, it's a shtar kinyan. What's the pshat, Lamaisa? That it's a shtar kinyan lamaisa. How could it be? How could you say that it's a Shtar Kinyan? It should be a problem. Shtar Kinyan shouldn't be chal after he's dead, right? Even if he writes it while he's alive. And then Muki Yosef and Baba Basas quotes a Ritva. It's Medayik from Rashi and Ksubis. Im Kosev Shtar Mechaim, it's Kona. How could this be? How could you be Kona? The Ritva says you have to send me Achshav. If you don't send me Achshav, it's not Kona. Oh, so the answer is as follows. Let's get this.
The Rashi holds he was Meshavet himself. Meshavet Atzma. Rashi holds he was Meshavet Atzma. He's Chayvis. If you want to get up in the morning and say, I owe someone $100, you can be Meshavet yourself $100. How do you do that? You can be Meshavet yourself with a shtar. And that's exactly what we're talking about. According to Rashi, you don't have to say we're talking about Karka. According to Rashi, you don't have to say we're talking about Karka. You could even be talking about Metalkalin, according to Rashi. But your Meshavet Atzmo be Schaivis. And the way you do that is with a what? Is with a shtar. And that's the Chiddush that Rashi's saying. So the Maisa, the Rush, you don't have to say it's talking about Karka. The Rush is talking about a shtar Rai. You could say it's talking about Metalkalin. According to Rashi, also you don't have to say it's talking about Karka. You could say it's talking about $100 too, but you were mischaiving yourself with a shtar. How do I wake up in the morning and say I'm going to give someone $100? He's schaivus. Schaivus pepet. I make a kinyan with the guy. I make a kinyan suitor. I give him a shtar. That's what Rashi says we're talking about here. We're talking about a kinyan shtar. But the shtar was not on karka per se. The shtar was to be mischaiving himself. And that's why it could work even while the guy's alive. If he would have given it while he's alive, it would be kone. Because it wouldn't kick in after he's dead. If it would be a shtar kinyan, we said the kinyan should be chal after. He said, no, it's not. The kinyan is going to be chal while he's alive because he's mischayin himself from this day on. Granted, the guy was a shchiv meira, but he's mischayin himself from this day on. You don't necessarily have to say miachshav. It's difficult if you don't say miachshav. The Ritva says you have to say miachshav. So nochamo, to chazin this over. What was the case in the Gemara? Number one is, we said, there's no shtar that works on money. Ein shtar nikne, ein money nikne b'shtar. How do you answer that? Either what? The karka was worth $100. You could buy karka with kesef. That's one answer. Number two is, we could say that it was a matnas shchiv meira, that he made it tonight that it shouldn't kick in until the guy gets the shtar. Number three, what type of shtar is it? Is it a shtar raya? Yeah. The stomach's a shtar raya. Shtar raya, if you give it michaim, it works. Because the shtar is just a raya in the thing. If it's a shtar kinyan, if you give it michaim, how does it work? Does it kick in until after he's dead? Now, must you say it's talking about karka? No, you can say it's talking about metalkalin if you talk about a shtar raya. Because the shtar wasn't a kinyan. The shtar is just a raya on what happened. And according to Rashi, that's mashman, it's a shtar kinyan. What do you say? So maybe he was mischayiv himself with the shtar. He was mischayiv himself that he's going to give $100 to someone. That you can do in the shtar. The only thing is you should have to say me achshav, that it should kick in from this day. Otherwise you'll probably get stuck with it being chal achar misa. Same problem should apply. That ain't kinyan achar misa. So that's the chiddush we want to bring out here, which is the pshat in this Gemara. Okay, now on Sunday, we have to see Vayta in the Gemara and the Taisim. We didn't see it in the Taisim. Let's go to